Food News.
Yeah, Monica is with us in the studio from Do in Dubai, exploring some of the iftars that are going on around town. We've just been to the Oberoi. Where's next, Monica?
So we're basically, the Oberoi is very, very well known. It's a sort of landmark in Business Bay. And this one's a bit of a mystery in terms of where it's located. So I loved this. I actually went to it and I tried a bit of a preview there. Basically, where it is in a warehouse called Warehouse 4. I don't know if any of you have heard of that, but to give you a sort of rough landmark of where it is, do you know where the Nestle building is on the Sheikh Zayed Road, roughly?
Yeah, I've driven past it a million times.
Right, okay.
I couldn't tell you which turn off, but
no, I don't
it.
Think you do turn off there, but that just gives you a sort of guideline as to where it is. I think sort of nearer the Ace Hardware turn off would be where you turn
if
off.
You'd said Ace.
Ace Hardware, well, there you are.
We're all there.
Yeah,
all
we
there. So behind there is a warehouse called Warehouse 4. And in this warehouse is a company, two or three reasons why this iftar is a bit different. It's actually being run by a catering company called Dish Catering. And the iftar is called Ramadan Nights by Dish Catering, and they've done something really, really different in terms of the location. There's a little pathway that's actually all lit up with fairy lights, and there's a couple of red doors. There's all these kind of garden outside, very nice sort of woodland. I mean, not too much of it, but just a little bit of it. And it's very exciting. So first you have to find the place, and then the parking is right opposite, and then you walk down this fairy lit path. There are these red doors, and you open the doors, and then inside is this beautiful sort of purposely set up area for where iftar will happen. And it isn't a buffet. So you were saying you didn't like buffet. So luckily for you, it's not a buffet. It's very, very organized, formal sit down. Very, very nice. And I'll tell you about it in a minute.
How difficult is it to find?
It's not difficult. You put it into your GPS. Two things that you need to know are, one is where you think, I can't possibly turn in here because it looks like I'm turning into the gate of someone's development. You do turn in there, and you're not into the gate of someone's development, but you do. I put that on the GPS. But then when we were driving out, we thought, oh, this is just down the road from Bounce. So it's not hard to find at all. I put it in the GPS and it was absolutely fine.
That's really good, because I can imagine the rage that would happen if you got lost on the way to iftar.
Especially if you're driving in somebody's house. Yeah.
And they only have iftar. They don't have the suhoor meal. So it's sort of between 7:30 whenever the sun goes down till about 9:30. And the chap that owns it, Henry Dyer, he's an Australian. So he's brought with him, I think, a little bit of his heritage. But everything has a contemporary Arabic twist to it. So very, very good food. Sort of bowls, plates of food. A little bit of sharing, but a little bit of your own. But you'll get things like purple roasted carrots, as well as orange roasted carrots. The cauliflower, I mean, roasted cauliflower, very, very nice. But in sort of, they've studded it with barberries. Anybody know what barberries are about?
I'm still struggling with the purple carrots.
Beautiful purple carrots. So to me, that's all sort of very new, not new age, but sort of contemporary, you know, Antipodean cuisine. They're very, very fussy about fabulous ingredients, cooking them really, really well in a Western style. It's not done in a Middle Eastern style, but it's Arabic contemporary in that they'll put these Arabic Middle Eastern touches on. So barberries, anyone? No?
No.
They're the Iranian food. Ever had Iranian food? The lovely golden saffron rice. And they're studded with little barberries. So barberries are that slightly tart berry, not really like a cranberry. They're not sweet at all.
I was going to say a berry.
I was
going to say a berry.
They're sort of used, so they use that, but put it with roasted cauliflower, which I've never had before, and they'll put labneh on for the yogurt.
I love roasted cauliflower.
Very, very, very nicely done. And the other reason that sometimes Iranian people use barberries in wedding dishes, Steph, and this might be pertinent for you, is to show that life isn't always married life. It's not always a bed of roses. So you have a little tart, kind of slightly sour.
It's a bed of berries.
Hopefully not even a bed of berries, but in between all the sort of fluffy bits and the nice kind of bits, mellow bits, which might be the rice, you have these little, sometimes these little, well, definitely tart moments.
What do you mean?
So that's what the barberry is.
I thought all I have to do is say yes and then he's going to be nice to me.
Well, you're not married yet, are you? So we'll ask you that after a little while.
No tart moments for you.
No. Can I ask about this warehouse? What normally goes on in there?
I'm really not sure. When we went in there, I think maybe... See, they've only got it for the month of iftar.
What does it look like? Is it just like an empty warehouse?
It looks like a lighting warehouse, a huge, great big lighting warehouse. And it says Warehouse 4 outside, and that's all it is. And there's some greenery going up to it. You walk down a path, and then there are these red doors, and there they are. And the person who was organising it was waiting outside for us. But you'll know there's quite a large parking lot right in front of it on sort of rough ground. So you'll have... I think plenty of place to park, so I wouldn't worry about that.
The ultimate pop-up.
It is.
The ultimate pop-up, yeah, and I don't know if they're going to keep it and use for different occasions, but I think what they've done is actually a very, very unique concept, and it's a catering company, so you can try the iftar and maybe you want to cater from them at a later date.
Right, we've got time for one more, Monica.
Got time for one more. Well, we have to remember, yes, we're all about food news, we're all about sort of amazing meals and people doing innovative things and interesting things and nice locations, but Ramadan Ramadan is actually a time for reflection. It's a time for perhaps stopping all our sort of very busy, buzzy lives. And you know, Dubai is a city that's sort of growing at the rate of knots. You could drive past somewhere and the joke is, well, somebody asks you, what's that building? You say, I don't know, it wasn't there in the morning. I mean, life is fast here.
Yeah.
And Ramadan, I think, is the time for everyone to slow down. So I've picked an iftar that I think is much more about the atmosphere of where it is and what it makes you feel about, and you would go there for that. The food is absolutely excellent, very good, 150 dirhams for a classic sort of iftar. It's at the Desert Palm, which I've spoken about before. I think I've spoken about tea there or a brunch there or something, which is just past Dragon Mart on that Hatta Road.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit out of Dubai, and it really always makes me feel as though I've left Dubai. I'm not there. You do see a bit of a skyline in the distance, but I went there last year for iftar. I've got a beautiful picture that I captured of the moon in front of the polo fields, and it's just peaceful, and I think you get back into the spirit of Ramadan. Plus, it's a little bit cheaper than some of the others, and if I hear you say, oh my gosh, but that's such a long way away, they've also got, because lots of people have got deals for Ramadan, a really nice deal. I know it was your silver wedding anniversary recently, Mark.
It was.
Happy anniversary. So if you're still celebrating, you could take advantage. They've got 50% off the room rates to stay at their very lovely boutique hotel type things, and you know, you'd probably get like a good deal with the iftar there as well. Mm. So it's a nice thing to say, well, I'm not going to just rush off, have my iftar and come back. You know, go stay a while, reflect, think, wind down. I really liked it last year. The only thing to mention is it's not at their Rare restaurant, which is their more formal restaurant. It's at the Epicure, which is overlooking the pool, because the Rare is currently shut for refurbishment and it's going to reopen as a sort of some brand new sort of place, and we'll report back there probably October time.
We're going to do a little special on that in the next month or so, because I went for a full tour,
around
the entire place. It's so interesting.
The artwork in the hallway, the balconies.
They have this area. You would love this, Monica, actually, where they do weddings. I don't know if you've seen it.
Is it the one with all the olive trees?
Yes,
they
brought
beautiful.
In 200-year-old olive trees and planted them.
But we couldn't work out how many years they'd been there, but quite a long time, I guess.
No, not really. I think about 8 years.
Oh, since the place opened also. Yeah.
But incredible. So, yeah, that is coming. It's a real hidden gem, that place.
I think so. I think it's one of those. And as I said, to get back for the feeling of the sort of inward-looking, just stop and think a bit and take in the atmosphere, look at the moon, a little bit warm outside, but that's fine. I think the Desert Palm's a nice one to think about, to relax and maybe spend the night.
And it's not far. 16 minutes it took me from downtown.
That's not bad, is it? Yeah. Not far at all. Great recommendations there from Monica.
Might see you tonight at the pop-up, at the secret pop-up, if you can find where we are. Ramadan Nights by Dish Catering.
Okay.
And possibly at the Oberoi next week.
Yeah.
And we must just end the show. We had Shams, and I don't know if you heard it earlier, Monica.
I did.
Dell, who was telling us about this little earpiece
device. Yes, I have an opinion on that, if that's what you're going to ask. But
well, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
We'll
all
hear
right.
that next time.
No worries.
Just we had a text from Tom who said, to the gentleman who managed to insult both Geordies and Scots, Scotland invented the telephone. So
Okay.
Thanks for that, Tom. And on that note, we'll collapse and close. We'll see you tomorrow with another edition of The Ticket.